Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming to part three of our four-part series on Mastering Octopart. I am Zach Peterson. You may remember me from part two. This third part in our four-part series is all about customizing your Octopart workflow. In this presentation, I'm going to show you where to access some of the customization features inside of Octopart. We have preferences, we have watch lists, we have some personalization features on the BOM tool, and then we also have CAD downloads. And then finally, one fun thing you can do if you're a developer or you have developers on your team is you can build custom apps with the Nexar API. So let's go ahead and jump right in. So first, the big question, what can you customize in Octopart? So the first thing that is quite important, especially for folks who are not in the States, is location preferences. And the corollary to that is, of course, currency. You can customize those aspects of the platform. I mentioned watch lists in the agenda. You can also customize those component alerts. Your CAD data. CAD data is available in multiple formats for select parts. That is one aspect of customization where it gets saved to your profile. And then there are certain features inside of Octopart that rely on specific distributors, and the platform will pull data for those distributors. What you can do is create a list of preferred distributors, and those preferred distributors will appear in certain areas of the platform. So to get started with creating a personalized experience in Octopart, what you need to do is create an account, and it is free to create an account. So if you just go to the Octopart homepage and you're not logged in, you will see in the upper right-hand corner an area to sign in. You'll also have an option once clicking that button to create an account. You just need an email address and you can sign up. And as you see here, you can also sign up with Google. Gives you access to features that are not normally available when you are not logged in. Just create that account and you can get started. Once you create your account and you're signed in, you will see a set of options here in your account area. And a little later when we do a brief demo, I'll show you where to access this. Here on the left-hand side, we have a dashboard and account settings, and then we have preferences. And the preferences area is the first place to start when personalizing your experience on Octopart. Here on the right-hand side, you can see there's an option for preferred country. By default, it will detect automatically. I think this is based on your ISP. However, you can select which country you want to preference in your search results just from this drop-down menu. Also, you can select how pricing is displayed in different currencies. So I believe the pricing is pegged to US dollar just because that's the default for most distributors. However, the platform will then convert to whatever currency you select from this drop-down menu. You'll also see a link down here that says watch list. You can go to your watch list to edit your part notifications. I'll introduce the watch list briefly in just a moment. But the other part of the preferences section is distributors. Here in the preferences section, you will see a big list of distributors right below this watch list link. And from this list of distributors, you can select preferred distributors. These preferred distributors are automatically populated into certain areas of the platform. And typically, you can select as many distributors as you want from this list. You can see some pretty familiar names here like DigiKey and Avnet. There are also some names in here that may not be so familiar, but there are in total dozens of distributors that you can select from. And the distributors you select from are not limited by geographic location. So selecting a specific geography will not impact the distributors that you can preference from this list. I mentioned earlier we have watch lists. You have the ability to create watch lists in the Octopart platform. So what is a watch list? Well, a watch list is an automated notification that tells you when a part goes above or below a certain inventory. And here you can see I have two simple watch lists set up. I have one set up for this Texas Instruments LM5145, and then another one set up for this microchip DSC557. Here, this list of distributors, how was this set up? Well, this was set up when I originally set up my preferred distributors list, and that was automatically populated into the watch list when I created it. And then once I save that to this area, you will see here it shows all of the stock in real time. You also see here it logs when it sends you notifications. Whenever a notification is triggered, it will get sent to your email address associated with your account, and then there will be a log of that here in this area. And of course, you can go back and change these watch lists at any time. You can add or remove distributors from this list, and then that will that main trigger an updated watch list notification for you. So where do we go to create stock change notifications? Well, we do it from parts pages. So you can see here, I've pulled up the Texas Instruments LM5145 part. You'll see that there's this button here that says watch. When you click on watch, a window will show up that says watch this part for a stock change. And you can configure when you want to receive that notification. So this will appear whenever inventory rises above the number you put here, so above 10 total units, or when it falls below a certain number. And it's going to trigger that based on inventory numbers from these distributors. So these can be your preferred distributors, but you can also edit this list and add whatever other distributors you want. When you receive that stock change notification, it will look something like what you see on the right-hand side of your screen. Here, it essentially just sent me a notification after creating this watch list, and this is what the email looked like. So my watch list was set up for anytime stock is above 10 units, and you can see here it is now 2175 units. It says was 2175, but of course, this is what I saw right after the stock list was set up. And anytime those stocks change based on this trigger, you'll receive that email. You'll also see here that you can immediately jump over to a distributor website and start shopping for those parts. So here is where you would edit the distributors list. If you click that edit button that we saw in the prior window, you'll see a big list show up here. This is a big scroll list. And from here, you can then add or remove those distributors. And this trigger will apply to all of those distributors. So just keep that in mind. It applies across all of these distributors. Anything you add or remove from this list is going to apply this same trigger. Another aspect of personalizing your experience on Octopart is your search experience. So when you're on the main search page, if you are searching for a part, obviously there are a lot of filters that come up. So these parametric filters are very useful, but generally the filters that you see along the top of the page are a select number of filters. And there are a lot more filters that you can use to customize your search experience. So the way that you access those new filters is you just click the Add New Filter button. You can see here on the right-hand side that, again, we have a pretty extensive list of filter functions that we can use to filter parts for this particular query. And you'll see this is a scroll list, so this list just keeps going and going. Now, of course, it doesn't show all of these by default because otherwise that list of filters would be pretty large, but you can go through and customize these as you like, based on whichever parts you're looking for. Next, there are some aspects of BOM tool personalization that you can implement in Octopart. Excuse me. So here I'm in the main BOM tool area where I would create a new BOM or upload a BOM from a file. Now you can see here in the lower left list that I have a BOM template. So this BOM template is something that I created, and of course I can make copies of this. And whenever I create a copy of a BOM template, it's going to duplicate the settings from that template into the new BOM. From there, I can then go into that new BOM. It's going to have all of those templatized settings copied into that new BOM, and I can then add and remove parts as I like, and it's not going to change any of those other settings. Now, when I open up a new BOM, you're going to see that our preferred distributors automatically populate into the BOM. And of course, you can edit this here in the BOM tool area. If you do this editing, it's only going to change the distributors in that BOM. It's not going to change the preferred distributors across the entire platform. However, you can always go back to your account area and edit your preferred distributors list to appear everywhere in the platform. So this is an aspect of the BOM tool that we are going to discuss in part four of this webinar series. In part four, it's going to be all about the BOM tool. So we'll explore this aspect of the BOM tool as well as several others in that webinar. Next, one of the great things about Octopart is you do have select access to component models. Now, I'm sure most of the people on the webinar are design engineers. I don't know about all of you, but I really don't like creating CAD models, just to be honest. And it's great that you have an option to get some CAD models directly from Octopart. So these CAD models are provided by EE Concierge or by some of these other third-party providers. You can see here we have Component Search Engine and Snap EDA. And you can see here that we have various types of CAD data available. You can get symbols, footprints, and 3D MCAD. In some cases, you may have just the footprint or just the symbol. So we can't guarantee access to CAD models for every component, but when it's there, it's pretty extensive. Now, once you download one of these CAD models, you will see here that you have a CAD downloads area in your profile, and you can re-access some of those CAD models from this area. So you'll notice here I have an ON semiconductor diode. This diode was originally downloaded in Altium Designer format. And of course, I can go right back here and get those Altium files again if I need them. I could also go directly to this parts page, and I could access a different format if it's available from one of those third-party providers. So all of that is saved here in your profile area, and you can always go back and revisit those downloads and get them again if you need them. Next, I want to touch on the Nexar API. Now, all of Octopart's data lives on the Nexar platform. Octopart is kind of a broader platform on Nexar. And the Nexar API gives you access to Octopart's data. Now, Nexar API is built on a language called GraphQL. This is an open source language. And this language is actually used by a lot of different companies, including Amazon. And this language allows you to create queries and build your own apps using Octopart's data, as well as data from your Altium 365 workspace. So you can do some integrations there with some custom applications. So I want to get into a brief example here. Here in the Nexar API example, we have an inventory management example. This is an example that was written in a Python application. And this was created by an Octopart user and Altium customer named Ward Ramsdell. Now, Ward Ramsdell runs his own consultancy. He also works for another company. But over the years, after running his consultancy, he has accumulated a large number of parts. And if you're like me, you probably keep these parts in a box, and you probably don't have a good system for tracking the inventory on those parts. I will admit, whenever I need to look through those parts, I'm doing it by memory. So how can you very quickly categorize and keep track of all of those parts? Well, you can do what Ward did and create an internal inventory tracking system. So this inventory tracking system uses DigiKey barcodes to then check against an internal database to see if he already owns a part. When he receives that part in a parts kit, he can then check that against his internal database. And if he already has inventory for that part in the database, he can then just file those parts or those extra parts with his remainder and then keep them in storage. If the DigiKey part is not present in his internal database, then his Python application will query the Nexar API. It will get all of the Octopart part information for that component, and then it can create a new entry in his database, and all that information is parsed into his internal database. Then he can put that part in storage. And now it's going to be very easy for him to, next time he needs to look for a part, to just look up the part description or the part number and access that from his internal inventory. So where can you get started with the Nexar API? Well, if you go to nexar.com or if you follow one of the links on Octopart, you will get access to the Nexar API. So there is an API playground where you can look at some examples and reverse engineer these for your own purposes. And we see some different examples here along the top. So total availability for a component, price breaks. You can get all of those MOQs and price breaks from this example. Part attributes, this is going to return everything from the part specification area that you would see on a parts page. You can also get the list of alternative parts for a given part that you put into a search query. So for example, when you are on a parts page, you may sometimes see a list of alternative or suggested alternative parts. This will return that list. Here you can just run a generic search. So just put in any query and you can then run a generic search using this example. So all of these examples can load up here, and then you can of course modify them, change them, combine them, whatever you want to do. And then you can run that example, and then you can use this playground to check what the output is and whether or not you're doing everything correctly. So the Nexar API really does its playground area, I should say, really does its best to try and guide you through this process of creating a custom application. If you want to get access to the Nexar API, there is a free tier where you get 1,000 queries for free. That free 1,000 queries is more than enough to go through and do all of this experimentation and development and build an app that gives you several personalized features all in one area. So now I just want to jump briefly into an Octopart demo. We're going to look at what all of these features are and where to access them. So here I have the Octopart homepage up. Before jumping into my own area in the platform, what I want to do is just briefly show you where to set up a new account. Here in my incognito screen, I've gone to octopart.com. You can see I'm not logged in. To create the account, just click up here in the upper right on the sign in button. And you can see right here, don't have an account, you can create an account. So just click on this link. And you see here, we have an option to create an account. And of course, you can sign up with Google, or you can just put in your email address and password. And by creating this account, you'll be able to instantly access all of the tools on octopart.com for free. So back here, now that I'm already logged in, of course, if I just click my button up here, I'll see an area for my account. If I click my account, I'll be brought over to this dashboard area that we showed earlier in the presentation. So here in the dashboard, you don't see anything just yet. Of course, Octopart is constantly improving and adding features. And so in the future, new things may appear here in this dashboard area. Account settings is things like your email and password. And then here we can go over to the preferences section. So here in the preferences section, you can see here, this is the first area where we start to do any kind of personalization. So here we have, you can see here that it is very extensive, and Octopart will provide all of those currency conversions for you. And so if I were to switch to one of these other currencies, all of the search results are going to display in that currency. Here, if I just scroll down, we can see really how long this list of distributors is. This list of distributors has grown, I've noticed, has grown quite significantly recently. And you can see here, it's pretty significant, just going all the way down this list. And like I said earlier, you can see some pretty big names, some other names that you might not recognize, but you can go through and personalize all of that. One of the things that I like about this is that you have things like Coilcraft Direct. You also have Microchip Direct right here. These are direct from semiconductor options that you can select. So if you need to buy direct from the semiconductor companies, or you like buying directly from them rather than going through a distributor, you have that option to preference those companies in this list. Next, just taking a look at the watch list. Currently, I don't have any watched parts. Excuse me, but when I create a watched part, it will appear here in this list. So if I just, for example, go over to this example, CD402, I can very quickly create a watch list from any of these parts. And creating a watch list is very simple. You can see here, we have the watch button. I just click this. You see that my preferred distributors are already populated. And then we select above or below whatever quantity we like. And then once we click the Save to Watch List button, that's going to automatically appear over here in the account area. And so if I just go back over here to the watch list and refresh this, you see here we now have this stock change notification already programmed in. And probably while I'm sitting here talking, it's going to send me an email stating that the stock for this part is above 200. Next, we have the bomb tool area over here. Of course, we'll talk more about this in part four of this webinar series, and you'll get a really full view of how to use the bomb tool that integrates all of these personalization options that we discussed. And here we have the CAD downloads. As I mentioned earlier, my CAD downloads are all saved here, and you'll notice here I have access in Altium Designer. It will just instantly start downloading. And of course, if you are looking for CAD downloads in other formats, you'll find those here on these pages. And the available CAD download formats vary, but you can see here for this part, we have one from EE Concierge. If I just click download, you'll see here that this is available in several different formats. excuse me. And I can go through and select these as I need them. These formats here are what's available. These are done through third-party sites. So what's available through them, of course, varies, but you'll want to check those third-party sites, and you may need to have a separate account to download CAD files from those third-party sites. Finally, we have API access. So if you click the API button up here, or if you click the API button in your account area, you're going to be directed to a page that looks like this. It says looking for the Oxpart API. It is now integrated into Nexar, and you can just go over here and sign up on Nexar. So it's free to create an account on Nexar. Of course, for the API, there are different pricing tiers based on how much data you need or how often you're using it, but you can get those 1,000 free queries to start building your own personal application that integrates Octoparts data. Thank you, everybody. And I'd like to take some questions at this time. My colleague Adrienne is going to help with those questions. So let's go ahead and get started.
Yes, hi. So looks like we have a couple questions. One of the questions is, when creating a personalized search filters, do these filters save to your profile, or do you need to remake them for each search?
So they don't save to your profile at this time. One of the reasons for that is because, of course, not all parts are apples to apples. The search filters that would be applicable to one part are not necessarily going to be applicable to another part. So in the example I showed in the presentation, we were looking at an integrated circuit, and you may recall it showed some things in the search filters, like I think number of logic gates and stuff like that. That would make sense for an integrated circuit, but of course it wouldn't make sense for a capacitor because a capacitor doesn't have logic gates. So some of those search filters that you create for one type of part are not going to be applicable to a different type of part. And so I think that's the main reason that they don't save. You do need to recreate those filters that are beyond the default filters. So the default filters will always appear when you run a search query, but you do have access to this huge number of other filters as you need them for certain parts.
Great. How often are inventory reminders sent by email? Is this daily or is this weekly?
Yeah, so whenever I've created an inventory stock notification, it normally sends something immediately if it satisfies the thresholding condition that I defined in the watch list. But you're not getting emails every single day just reminding you, hey, inventory is above, you know, this value. It's going to, my understanding is it's going to trigger a notification When there's a change around that value. So whenever the stock changes around that value that you define in your threshold, that's when you're going to get a notification. So I guess what I mean by that is it's not going to be spamming you with a repeat notification every single day or every single week when you have a watch list defined.
Great. So I think that's all the questions we have for today.
Okay, great. One last reminder, everybody, make sure to join us for part four on March 14th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Part four is going to be all about bomb optimization. So we're going to show you how to use the bomb tool. And you can find the registration link for this part of our webinar series in your thank you email. You can also find a registration link on the Pulse page. So we hope to see you all there.